So I haven't been blogging how I should. Let's just be 100. I ain't been blogging how I should, whatever you want to call it. First, I want to say how y'all doing. You know, good afternoon, good rising, whatever you want to call it. I'm glad that you're here. I'm glad that you're listening. I'm glad that you're alive. I appreciate your existence. And I appreciate you listening and tuning in. Today, I want to touch on just one small thing of self-worth and self-value and where I got it from for so long. And I'll be guilty. I still have issues with it. But I place so much self-value. I start way back when. I was pretty much taught, and I came up and I viewed, and my perspective on life and society was that a man is as good as what he can do. A man is as good as what he can provide. A man is only as good as what he can give his family and what he can give his wife. How much money he has, how much money he can spend, what he owns, what's in his name. And it fucked me completely. Sorry about the language. I'm gonna try not to cuss too much on these, but it messed me up big time. I reached a point in my life where I was at an all-time low. And the person I was with at the time, you know, I could not understand for the life of me. I could not understand why this woman loved me so much and I had so little. I could not get it. And because I could offer so little, it awakened an insecurity in me that had been in me from jump, from childhood, from watching the men around me when I was coming up. And it stuck with me, and it got me to the point where I was so frustrated and so insecure that I would find value in the dumbest things. You know, I would find value in feeling like I'm in control sexually, or feeling like I'm in control, you know, physically and things of that nature. No, I wasn't abusive. No, I wasn't physically abusive. I'll say that, you know, first and foremost, no. But I found value in what I thought a man should be. A man should be strong and a protector and a provider and things of that nature. Not even realizing that you should place your value in who you belong to. At the end of the day, we all belong to a higher power. Whether you believe in God, Allah, the universe, karma, whatever it is, you know, whatever you may believe in, we all belong to a higher power who manifested us from their own vision. Not realizing that we are perfectly imperfect from the manifestation of something greater. Therefore, once you realize who you came from and who you truly were created from and belong to, your value is set in stone. I was made in the image of God. I was made by God in the image that He chose for me to be. I was conceived by my mother and my father, but far before then, my soul and my spirit was created by Him. He wrote my story far before I even hit this world physically. And it took an extreme tragedy for me to realize that I am valuable no matter what I bring to the table. As long as I'm there and as long as I'm at the table, I'm valuable. And what I'm trying to tell y'all is, it's not about the money you spend. It's not about the title you have. It's not about the job you have. It's not about how good you look. It's not about what your body looks like. It's not about how many hoes you have. It's not about how many men you can get to spend this money on you, or what your shoe name brand is. At the end of the day, what you speak into people, what you bring from the inside, what your spirit can manifest and what your words can speak into existence and the life that you can give to people is what truly brings you value. You are valuable. And it's cliche to say, you just have to see it. And sometimes in order to see it, you have to let those people whose perspective and image of you isn't of value, you have to let them leave. It is the most painstaking thing for people you want to be around so badly, or people that you grew up with. You have to realize that some people cannot see or fathom the next level of who you are to become. And some people see it, but you don't even see it yourself. Those are the people that you constantly conflict with. Like, why do you believe in me? Why are you pushing on me? Why are you pressing me to do this? Why are you pressing me to be better? I don't understand it. Those people see something inside of you that's shining that you fail to see yourself because your eyes are closed, because you have the wrong perspective of what value actually is. Value is of who you are and who you belong to. And remember that at the end of the day, you belong to a greater being. You were created by a greater being. This being placed you on this earth for a purpose. We all weren't born to rule the world, be billionaires, whatever the case may be. Once you come to the realization that your purpose may just be to help one person, that might be it. You might inspire that one person who becomes president. You might inspire the next Tupac. You never know. But you have to understand that your purpose is your purpose. Your purpose is never going to be someone else's. Your timeline in your life will never be another person's. Don't let people tell you where you should be, where you could be. Like, don't let people tell you that. Like, let people tell you you should have this, and this. No, because at the end of the day, you won't have any of that until you realize your value. Once you begin to value yourself, you'll move differently. You'll speak differently. The things you attract will be different. The things you accept will be completely different. Because when you value yourself, you respect yourself. And when you respect yourself, others don't have a choice but to do the same. And when you value yourself, you won't waste time. You won't procrastinate because you understand that you are valuable and your time is valuable. I don't want you to feel valuable and feel arrogant. No, just remember that even in the worst of times, you still have a purpose and you still have something to offer. God could take a penny and turn it into a billion, but you have to be willing to give him what you offer. Don't feel like what you have in life or who you are is so. Don't let others make it feel like it's insignificant, like you don't have something to offer, like you don't have something to build. You got to understand that God isn't looking at you as an insignificant being. He knows that he's almighty and all powerful and that he's stronger than you. He knows that already, but he's not going to rub it in your face. Bring to him whatever you have. It's a saying, it's not verbatim, but it's pretty much, God doesn't call the qualified. He qualifies the call. So whether you think you're qualified or not for what he might be tapping on you or trying to get you to tap into, he's going to qualify you. Go for that job. Shoot your shot. Meditate, pray, kneel, whatever the case may be. Understand his purpose is higher than what we could ever imagine. He doesn't think like us. Like, again, not verbatim, but he even has said in the book, his thoughts are not of our thoughts. Just as the heavens are above the earth, his thoughts are above our own. He got a whole plan. We just got to step into it. And I'm telling you, the only way you can step into it is when you really become accountable for what you for where you are and realize that even though you're at a low point or a high point or a midpoint, wherever the case may be, that you have value in things other than what you can offer. I tore my Achilles like 4 years ago and I weighed 158 pounds. If anybody know me, that's tiny. I lost 30 pounds when I tore my Achilles. Most people get off their feet and gain weight. I got off my feet and lost weight because I felt so invaluable. Like, I had no value to anyone. I couldn't walk. I couldn't get up. I couldn't do anything. I couldn't physically work. I couldn't go in the kitchen and get my own food. Never have I had to depend on people so much, and it killed me. Literally ate me alive to the point where I didn't want to eat. I couldn't go to the gym. I couldn't hoop. I couldn't lift. Like, I couldn't get up and play with my babies. I couldn't do any of that. literally couldn't even get up to go get my own food. I had to ask people to get me food and stuff like that. Oh man, it drove me wild. I felt like I had nothing to offer. Lowest point, one of the lowest points in my life. You know, people didn't come visit me. People didn't come see me. People didn't know none of that. None of that. And it made me realize, like, yo, it's crazy. Like, it's crazy. It made me realize a lot that most people, including myself, place value, place so much value on what you can do for someone or what someone can do for you. And that's not life. That's not love. People who truly love and care about you value who you are on the inside. But you have to value who you are on the inside before anyone can do that. Because people will value who you are over what you can do and what you can provide. But if you only value what you can do and what you can provide, you'll never understand why they love you the way they do. You will never take that next step if you continue to only value what you can offer people in life. You don't want to be remembered for what you had. You can't take that with you. Be remembered for the impact that you make and at the value that you bring to people. Sometimes your purpose may just be to make somebody smile every single day because you just give off that type of energy. Love yourself. Value yourself. Realize you belong to a higher being and you were manifested perfectly by them. All your imperfections are for a reason. All your downfalls are for a reason. Some may be because of you. A lot of our downfalls we blame on the universe. But dude, you did it to yourself. Once you realize this, I made this, and this mistake. That's why this is going on. It's not the universe. It's you. That's something else to touch on, though. We're going to touch on that at another time. But understand that all your imperfections were made perfectly for you. All your imperfections that you think you have are for a purpose. You aren't your mistakes. You aren't your failures. You aren't the bad choices that you made. Because a lot of times we call them mistakes, and honestly, they're just bad choices. Because you decided to do something dumb. Begin to think with a purpose and value. Not just impulse and fun or impulse and emotion. Learn to control your emotions. Learn that you're valuable. For what you are on the inside, who you are on the inside, what you bring to the table. Bring wisdom, bring love, bring peace. And you'd be surprised what you can manifest with those three things, especially if you have a significant other or you're bringing that to the table with someone else. If that person can't appreciate your wisdom, your love, and your peace that you bring, And then you have to understand that they may be the wrong person for you. They aren't a bad person, but they just might not be the person for you. Surround yourself with those things that you want to become. If you want to become wise, if you want to become logical, if you want to become valuable, surround yourself with people who value themselves. Not things. Not money. Because at the end of the day, if you have wisdom, if you have faith, if you can remain peaceful, and you have hope, you will never lose, ever. But if you only bring money, physical attraction, and looks, and a title, what are you without all of those things? Strip away all of that, then who are you? Ask yourself, if I remove everything that I've had, that I've been given today, if God removes everything from me, which he can because he give it, then he take it away. And if you don't appreciate what he's giving you, he will take it away. You'll have to watch it go away. Trust me, I know. But it changes you. So ask yourself, if I lost my job, if I lost my money, if I lost my title, if I lost my house, if I lost my car, who would I be? Then go to that next level. Go to that next step and be like, who would still love me? Y'all have to understand that you're valuable and that your value doesn't lie in, it lie in what you have and what you can do. It lies in who you are and whose you are. Who you are being who you are on the inside and whose you are, remembering that you belong to a bigger purpose and a higher power. They don't have you on this earth just for willy-nilly purposes. He woke you up every day. Every day he wakes you up, he got a reason to wake you up because others don't. So remember. Remember, you have a purpose. All right, y'all. I'm going to share this. I'm going to try. I promise you. I'm going to try to be more active on here at least once a week. I'm going to try to do two times a week, but at least once a week. Y'all hit me back. Comment, whatever the case may be. If you want me to talk about something or you want my insight on something, let me know. But I'm going to make these, and I'm just going to make them as much as I possibly can. If I only reach one person, that's cool with me. If I reach 1 million people, that's cool with me. But I'm going to make them just so y'all can get some insight on how I feel. A lot of the things I speak about, I have a lot of personal experiences with. So don't feel as though, you know, I'm trying to be something I'm not, because, man, I ain't been shit for a long time, and I've been on both sides of the fence. So trust me when I tell y'all, I'm just speaking from my heart. I'm going to keep it as real as possible with y'all. I love all of y'all who listening. Love all of y'all who tap in. I care for y'all. We going to make it. Just remember, we always going to make it. All right, fam.